Medical professionals warn Australians are putting themselves at risk of serious illness in an attempt to avoid visits to hospitals or the GP. Many fear people are making decisions to postpone treatment or delay checkups because they don't want to burden the health system right now, which, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports, only increases the risk of ending up in hospital.
Although it's manageable once identified, type 1 diabetes is extremely dangerous when the diagnosis comes too late. Paediatric endocrinologist Jerry Wales is a diabetes specialist at the Queensland Children's Hospital in Brisbane.
The body starts to break down muscle and fat and turn them into acidic compounds called ketones, and that's what causes ketoacidosis. And in the most severe cases, that can lead into coma and even death on occasion.
In Italy and China, where numbers of coronavirus cases are extremely high, there's been an increase in ketoacidosis, with diabetics unwilling or unable to get the care they need. Professor Wales says there's been an increase in Australia too, as people avoid seeing the doctor.
We had a meeting of 2 weeks ago now when we swapped some stories, and there was certainly the hint that there were some people presenting like this in Australia.
He's urging people not to delay medical help and to look out for the warning signs, the four T's: thinness or losing weight, tiredness, thirst, and going to the toilet more than usual. There's a growing concern serious health issues like diabetes will go undiagnosed or untreated as people avoid checkups because of COVID-19. Although the Federal Health Department and Cancer Council don't yet have figures on whether the virus has affected cancer diagnosis around Australia, screening services have certainly been disrupted. One of those is breast cancer screening, which has been suspended nationally. But Breast Cancer Network Australia CEO Kirsten Pilati says the expert advice is that suspending screening for a few months shouldn't be a problem. She is troubled, however, by reports of patients skipping treatment and checkups because they think the system is overstretched.
We have heard from our members that they're worried about burdening the system. And, you know, we're just saying to them, what you need to do is look after yourself. And we need people to be accessing treatment and care that's right for them.
President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Tony Bartone, says the health system is prepared to deal with coronavirus and the treatment of existing conditions. He says delaying medical attention will only create a bigger problem.
That will only lead to an overburdened health system into the future, a waiting list that will significantly increase, and complications and outcomes which will see our quality of life worse than what we currently experience today.
That's the AMA President, Dr. Tony Bartone, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.